Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's we just celebrated Father's Day this last Sunday, right? And hope you have had a good day. And so I want to talk about that, though. Even though it's past Father's Day, I didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, and I want to do it now. I don't want to miss this opportunity because I think Father's Day, fathers should be celebrated and recognized more often than just one day of the year. And here's why. I believe, and this is the controversial statement, folks. I believe a father's tough love is the harder job. I believe it's harder to be a father than it is to be a mother. And let me explain myself, ladies. As the father of an adult daughter and son, plus the grandfather of four knucklehead boys, hurricane, tornado, crash, and train wreck, I've learned a few things about love. All the hours that I've logged as dad and puppy have often caused me to contemplate how different are the roles of a mother and a father, especially in the overt demonstration a parental love. It's fascinating to me how the manifestations of this love, this parental love, differs between mother and father in more than one ways: biologically, emotionally, experientially. A mother's love, at once sweet and fierce, is observed in all animals, not just humans, almost all animals, I should say. Not just humans. A mother's love is classic. The things that legends are made of, right? No doubt you've heard this metaphor: as sweet as a mother's love. And also this warning: don't get between a mama bear and her cubs. I have been the recipient of this kind of love. I have witnessed it in many different places. And there truly, a mother's love, there truly is no other force in nature like it. But it does trouble me that there are no corresponding sweet references to a father's love. In fact, a human father's love is more often associated with unfortunate references, such as tough and disciplined. My dad used to use the term hard-boiled. He used to say, "I guess, son, I guess you think I'm hard-boiled," and when he would be disciplining me. And of course, to myself, I would say, "Yeah, of course." And here's a warning, though. No one has ever heard these words uttered by someone. You just wait till your mother gets home. That's never happened before. So, could all of this be why Father's Day is not quite as big a deal as Mother's Day? Could this be the reason why spending on Mother's Day this year averaged $163? Spending on Father's averaged $113. I'm not saying that Father's Day ought to be about money, but that's a 30% difference in love right there, folks. And I'm just saying, Father's Day is not as big a deal as Mother's Day. Is there a reason for that? Mothers occupy the pinnacle of parental love with justification. And not to take anything away from them, but let's be honest. Since a mother's sweet love is as primal as the miracle of birth, they don't have to work too hard to deliver it. But there is a uniqueness about a father's love that I believe deserves a better rap. Here's why. First, unlike a mother's sweet love, a father's tough love does not exist outside of Homo sapiens. And second, when a father's parental toughness is required, especially when applied to an indignant recipient, for example, a teenager, that tough love requires a love that has found the courage to endure a negative response and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes for years. A father's tough love has to find the courage to endure a negative response and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes for years. Perhaps you've had this happen to you before, dads. I've had my kids come back to me more than a decade later from when they were teenagers and thank me. I have had that blessing. Both of my teenagers have come back to me more than a decade afterwards and thanked me for my tough love. That's what I mean by deferred gratification. No one is more keenly aware of the distinction between the application of these two demonstrations of love, mother and father, than a single parent, especially single moms. I'm tipping my hat to single moms, where both kinds of love are required of the same person within minutes, perhaps. So, mothers, please forgive any parental bias you may have detected on my part. But here is my conclusion about parental love. The only force in the universe that comes close to a mother's sweet love is a father's tough love. But the latter is the harder job, and the return on the investment almost always takes longer. So fathers, if you want to love your children and you have to demonstrate the tough love, that's one of the ways you have to love your children. You have to love them. I'm not saying mothers aren't the disciplinarians, but it's been my experience that the tough love usually comes from the dad. And that's the tough one. That's the tough job. And the return on investment almost always takes longer. Happy Father's Day, dads. You've earned it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.